It's time for How Smart is MG?
Today's the day, brother.
Four from four.
The young kids are beaten. You're going to go 5-0 down.
I think today's the day. I've got a great feeling about MG today.
Today's the day the teddy bears have their pee.
I think you're a poor judge, Maddie, and it's going to be 5-0. Let's start the ball rolling.
MG and our child with $1,000 up for grabs for the kid. They're in separate soundproof studios. Well, they'll get the same questions. See how we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
how smart is MG? Good morning and welcome to the final episode of How Smart is MG, where we pit school-age students up against our big man, Mark Geyer. Introducing our final contestant.
Hi, my name is Courtney and I am from Penrith Public School. I'm 11 years old and my favourite subject is mathematics.
They're both now in their separate soundproof booths. It's time for the questions. Okay, MG, Earth is located in which galaxy?
That would be the Southern Galaxy.
That is incorrect. Courtney, stuff. In which galaxy is Earth located?
The Milky Way.
That is correct.
MG, you're not as smart as I thought.
MG, true or false? A convex shape curves outwards.
A convex, yeah, it does, yeah, true.
That is correct. Yes. Courtney, true or false? A convex shape curves outwards.
False.
Oh, yes.
That is incorrect. The scores are now even. MG, what is 44 divided by 2?
22.
That's correct. Courtney, 44 divided by 2 is?
22.
That's right. MG, a chemistry question now. Is the compound HCI an acid or a base?
HCI is not an acid base, no. Krypton.
Don't think you understood that question at all. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Courtney, the compound HCI, is it an acid or a base?
Acid?
That is correct.
MG. You're being beaten by an 11-year-old.
MG, true or false? Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest mountain in the world.
Kilimanjaro is not. It's the one where they... It's the one over the seas where they all die. Everest. Everest is the highest, yeah.
That is correct. Courtney, Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest mountain in the world. True or false?
False. Mount Everest is the tallest.
That is also correct. Courtney remains in the lead. MG, if it's 2200 hours, what time is it?
2200 hours, it is it's 10 o'clock at night.
Well, that is correct. Courtney, if it's 2200 hours, what time is it?
11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah!
That is incorrect. The scores are now level. Yes. And the final question.
Come on, Courtney.
True or false? A proton carries a positive charge.
Protons are negative. Sorry, that's negative charge.
That is incorrect. Courtney, if you get this question right, you will take out the game. Yeah. A proton has a positive charge. True or false?
True.
Yes!
That is correct. Courtney takes out the fifth and final round of How Smart is MG, winning herself $1,000. What are you going to buy with your prize money?
An iPad, probably.
That's it for this season of How Smart is MG. The scoreboard runs as follows. Primary school students, 5. MG, 0. Congratulations. Yeah. You've been listening to How Smart is MG.
Well done, kids. Wow.
Not particularly is the answer to that question.
Don't you hate how kids waste their money? $1,000, going to spend it on an iPad and some others like gadgets.
You should negative gear.
Smokes and beer and stuff like that.
Us
adults know how to spend money.
If you're sitting in the car right now wondering what type of radio show you're listening to, it's the type of show where 3 40-year-old men stand around cheering when an 11-year-old girl gets a question wrong.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I was all for Courtney.
Shut up.
I wanted the kids to win all week.